It's going to be a busy weekend. Looks like demand's probably the highest we've seen in the last 3 or 4 years for air travel. Folks are tired of the staycation, so this summer, and including sort of the kickoff of summer with Memorial Day weekend, is going to be the busiest. So that just means in all cases, whether you're driving or you're flying, you need to be aware of a few things. You need to be able to check in early. Double check bag fees, for example, at the 24-hour mark, check in, make sure you get those free seat assignments, and make sure your family can sit together. Those are the best things you can do. And on your way to the airport, check security and make sure security isn't having issues. Without the sequester now, there should be not too many issues right now as far as security is concerned.
When you say early, is the standard still about 2 hours early?
It's probably about right, about an hour and a half to 2 hours if it's domestic, a little bit more than that if you're going international. So it just depends. And on these particular busy days, that's a good rule of thumb. Typically for domestic, if you're outside of an hour or so, you're probably pretty good. But just on these big, long, busy weekends, you want to be around an hour and a half, 2 hours.
So with the economy coming back to life and people being more willing to maybe spend a little money on and travel somewhere, what are we seeing as far as prices are concerned? Are prices staying steady? Or are they up?
Yeah, the good news is that they're only up about 1% according to our data over last summer. The bad news was last summer was the most expensive we tracked since 2003. So prices, I think, are at a saturation point for consumers, to the point where they won't buy if prices get too much higher. But in many cases, there's good deals across the country. You can get up to the Northeast. You can get to the Florida area, for example, out of Seattle. Actually, our data shows that Seattle's in the top five cheapest places to actually visit, which means for people going out of Seattle, they get the benefit of the folks like heading back home. So it's one of the cheapest places to fly this summer.
Are there any other hot destinations we should know about for summer?
Well, right now, there's a lot of hot ones, and the hot ones are cheap. Things like New Orleans, for example, in the summertime, as we get a little bit deeper, Las Vegas is getting cheaper. Even going into August and during hurricane season, Florida gets really inexpensive out of Seattle. So as it gets hotter in some of those cities, especially later in the summer, you'll see the prices drop. The cooler cities, Chicago, New York, Boston, Washington, tend to get a little more expensive as we get a little deeper in the summer.
Quick question I haven't heard much about lately, and that is, you know, what are the effects are we seeing as because of these budget cuts and all this sequestration? Have things kind of smoothed out at the airports?
Yeah, from the FAA perspective, that basically that's been put to bed at least until the fiscal year ends in late September of this year. We still have potential issues with TSA. We don't see any particular issues right now. There's also potential if you're flying internationally with Customs and Border Patrol and Immigration. They have not announced anything ahead of time. They say they will announce anything they do. So right now, it's all thumbs up as far as issues are related to sequestration.